Yeah, Sun Devils getting ready for the first of two meetings against the Arizona Wildcats. That'll happen Saturday, 12:30 tip at McHale Center. And here to talk about that and ASU basketball, their head coach, Bobby Hurley, checks in for his weekly visit on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. Good morning, guys.
Good. The last time we spoke, you were coming off of the win over Utah, to get a close win. I think that put a lot of confidence into your team. Since the last time we spoke, you had the Stanford game, close loss, and the USC game the other night. We'll start with the Stanford game, and I know it was frustrating. It was frustrating for fans to watch that. I know that was frustrating for you personally and for your team, but I thought there was so much positive that came out of that game. Jalen Graham's performance, fighting back from a deficit on the road with adversity built in. I mean, how proud of you were you of your team's performance against Stanford?
Well, I mean, I thought it was as good as we played all season. So it was, especially on the offensive end, shooting over 50% from the field for the game was, places we really haven't been in many times this season. So to see us perform that way on the offensive end of the court was great to see. To have 12 more made field goals than our opponent is, that's a pretty dominant, offensive performance. And, was pleased to see that, the way Jalen Graham, continues to develop and play at a high level. But we had major contributions from a number of guys. DJ Horn picked up his third and fourth foul with 18 minutes to go in the second half, and he missed a lot of time because of that, and scoring 18 points in 22 minutes was pretty special. But we had really good balance on the offensive end of the court.
All right, how did you how has time helped you process everything that happened post game with the suspensions? Listen, I've been here a long time, and Pac-12 officiating can be mind-blowingly bad. The free throw discrepancy that game was hard to explain. Where do you go with all the rest of the stuff, Bobby?
I really can't talk about it, guys, and again, my thoughts are that at the moment I have peace of mind, I have peace in my heart. I had enormous regret that I was not able to be there for my team against USC, and even to see them come out and compete the way they did the first 15 minutes of that game, and we carried over the way we played offense versus Stanford into that beginning of the USC game. I just think we ran out of steam playing with seven guys and no head coach. It was a lot to ask going playing a very good USC team, and their size I think wore us down in that game. We couldn't effectively rebound as the game wore on, but we have a tough stretch and we got a lot more difficult games in front of us, and trying not to look back and just want to move forward.
We're in a time, and we're talking with Bobby Hurley, the head coach of ASU. We're in a time where head coaches are away from their teams for different reasons, a lot of it COVID related. But how can you put into words how difficult it is to watch your team play a game where you're not in attendance and you can't influence anything?
I had very little time, and we're talking with Coach Joel Justice and Jermaine Kimbrough about responsibilities that they ordinarily would never have going to play a game like that on short notice when you do get the word that finally comes down. And I thought they did an outstanding job of keeping the group together. And, I was able to be involved in all, preparation leading up to that game, shoot around, film study. Mm-hmm. Just sitting back at the hotel in the meeting room with Jay Heath and Kamani Lawrence was tough to watch, and those guys felt horrible that they weren't a part of it as well. But it was surreal to not be there coaching the game.
Now you've got a game coming this weekend, obviously against the Wildcats, and they're having the kind of season that I think has made a lot of ASU fans jealous and wonder how they can spin a season like that seemingly out of nowhere. I've had to explain to some of them that they're two and completely different recruiting universes, if you will. Then I read a piece from Brad Sesmat yesterday who talked about how your basketball arena is 50 years old. I'm not asking you to criticize what has been given you, but what needs to be understood and what needs to be given to you to help better the playing field, level the playing field for you?
I mean, I think it's, you know, we've had enormous setbacks in COVID, and I, you know, and again, we've had injuries to key players, you know, the last 2 years, and, you know, we're getting more injuries. You know, for example, you know, Alonzo Gaffney is going to be questionable for Saturday. Now he got elbowed in the face versus USC, and we're in the process of, you know, trying to figure out if he's going to be available or not. So I should have more information on that as the day moves forward. So we've had a lot of adversity just dealing with all the stoppages and cancellations, postponements, injuries, and it's been a lot to deal with. You know, I'm hoping for a day that those things aren't in place. And, you know, where you play a basketball game and what our arena looks like, you know, that didn't change when we had 14,000 people there 2-3 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, rooting us on as we were a top 25 team. And, you know, I'm going to do everything that I could do humanly possible to get us back into that situation.
Bobby Hurley, our weekly guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. You mentioned Gaffney and his status. Will Kamani Lawrence be back on Saturday for Arizona, Coach?
I'm hopeful that he will, and we're optimistic that he will. And I'm just, you know, I got to see how he feels today. He's dealing with a non-COVID illness. So hoping he's better. And, you know, we did light work yesterday, and we're going to, you know, ramp things up the next 2 days to get ready for Saturday.
One of the pluses that came out, and you mentioned the beginning, the start to the SC game. But another positive was seeing Marion Jackson getting going, hitting 5 threes, yep. 21 points season high. Is he back to where he needs to be in your eyes, Bobby?
He's getting there, he played a really good offensive game, and you know, we struggled in a lot of other ways trying to score against a very good defensive team. But it was good to see him see the ball go through the net again. And you know, each game he keeps, you know, doing that. I think he's inching closer to be, you know, who he is and what we thought he'd be, especially on the offensive end. And he had a couple of shots in that first half too that were open that he didn't connect on. I mean, he could have been looking at a 30-point game. And yeah. So I think he's very close. I'm happy to see him continue to make progress.
Before we let you go, you get the game in Tucson Saturday. And I know we talked earlier this season about the stretch you guys were in, even in non-conference, how difficult it was. And I know it wasn't by design. There was a lot of shuffling going on. But when you go at USC, at Arizona, versus USC, versus UCLA, versus Arizona, I would be willing to bet, Bobby, there's not a team with a tougher five-game stretch of schedule anywhere in the country. Just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, you look at the Stanford game, and anytime you play a winning game and you put up those type of numbers, and, you know, you hope that you could close it out and win a game like that, knowing what's in front of you. But, you know, you just look at it every game and you take each game individually, and you just want to get your guys ready to play and keep competing. But, yeah, I don't think from a metric standpoint that you could put together a schedule that could in a league that where you could have that many hard games consecutively. But, you know, we're going to be up for the challenge, and I know we'll be excited to play. These are the games that are the reason why you go to a conference like the Pac-12 and yep. play, you know, competition like Arizona and UCLA and USC.
Well said.
Bobby, thanks so much for the time.
Thank
as
you,
always, best of luck in Tucson on Saturday,
thanks,
and we'll
guys.
Talk to you next week.